In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Tuesday, the 9th of April today. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We begin on this Tuesday with a restatement of our every now and then observation that this is a global economy and we are kind of stuck with it come what may. And when what is coming is generally good, rising growth and economic optimism, good, fine. When what's coming is less growth and some small degree of economic pessimism, well, you got to play the hand you're dealt, right? And the global economic hand we are being dealt today comes to us from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, get it, which is out with its latest forecast on the global economy. Growth, yes, but less of it. The IMF's third forecast of slower growth in 6 months. Geeta Gopinath is the chief economist for the IMF. Dr. Gopinath, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You called the global economy this morning in some of your commentary. You said we're at a delicate moment. How come? Why?
So global growth is projected to slow down to 3.3% in 2019. Now, we expect a recovery in 2020, and that recovery is precarious. So that's the sense in which this is a delicate moment, because if any of the downside risks that we worry about materialize, the recovery that we're expecting may not come about.
Okay, why are you expecting recovery if it's so precarious? Seems like a gutsy call to make.
Well, what we've certainly seen is a substantial amount of policy accommodation around the world. I mean, all of the major central banks have shifted to a more accommodative stance. We've seen China put in a fair amount of fiscal and monetary stimulus. We've certainly seen some improvement in trade tensions between U.S. and China, at least compared to 2018. So all of those factors, would help growth going forward. And we expect to see some recoveries in stressed economies like Argentina and Turkey. So that's mm-hmm. where our forecast is coming from.
So we've got low rates, the accommodative policy that you mentioned. But we do still have the specter of a no-deal Brexit or whatever's going to happen over there. We have ongoing U.S.-China trade talks, which, again, who knows what's going to happen over there. Get me then to your downside risk that you mentioned.
I mean, one of our main downside risks remains an escalation in trade tensions, maybe with other countries, in other sectors like autos. We would like to see a resolution of Brexit with an agreement that's not a no-deal Brexit. These would be some of the important policy missteps to be avoided.
Let me get a little more specific. Are you talking American trade policy movements here?
We are talking about, the U.S.-China trade tensions weakened growth, weakened investment, reduced business confidence. So the question is what happens going forward from the U.S. side, from any retaliation, which is why we say that this is a delicate moment and it's important for policymakers to avoid missteps.
Let me just ask, since you mentioned central banks, and listeners will hear elsewhere in the program about the independence of central banks, and since you led with it in your answer, how critical are central banks and the proper functioning thereof to the future health of the global economy?
I mean, central bank policies they've taken recently, the independence of the central bank are all hugely important for the health of the global economy. They've played an important role in reducing downside risks that were showing up towards the end of 2018. And so it is important that they remain independent, they remain data-driven, and the policies are well communicated.
So you've been on the job since the 1st of January. How are you liking it so far?
It's been a lot of fun. It's been great.
Dr. Geeta Gopinath, she's the new-ish chief economist of the International Monetary Fund, out with her global forecast this morning. Dr. Gopinath, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.